It is certain that no one is saved who habitually practices any known sin. Since we presently have no access to the Book of Life, we cannot judge of any particular person's salvation except by his works. Hence it is clear that whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, and whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Therefore, if we are living in the willful commission of any one sin, or habitual neglect of any one duty, then we have no ground whatever to imagine that we are of the number of God's elect. To suppose, therefore, that a work of grace has been begun in us, while our daily experience proves that we are the willing slaves of sin and Satan, is only to deceive our own souls, and to surrender up ourselves as an easy prey into the hands of the devil, our great adversary. 1 John chapter 3 verses 7-10. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God, and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. It is certain that no one is saved who habitually practices any known sin.